Big news today is coming out of the American Academy of Pediatrics. It is sure to spark a lively debate. They have released the strongest guidelines ever to treat children with cholesterol problems in an effort to ward off future heart disease. About one-third of American children are considered overweight, nearly 20% obese. For the first time, the Academy is recommending screening begin as young as 2 years old and that children as young as 8 might need cholesterol-fighting drugs. Peter Jung is a pediatrician in Houston, Texas, as well as a member of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Good morning, Dr. Jung.
Hi, good morning.
Widespread screening and potentially prescribing cholesterol drugs, do you think that's a good idea for children?
Well, I'm a little bit skeptical right off the bat about this, and mostly because even in adults, there is a little bit of skepticism about the use of cholesterol medications. Namely, people are wondering, do all the people who are healthy, who have never had heart disease before, who don't have family histories of heart disease, who have a slightly elevated cholesterol above the line that they use right now, which is 200, or if your LDL is above, which is low-density lipoproteins, which is a very specific type of cholesterol.
A bad, they call it the bad cholesterol.
Right, they call it the LDL bad cholesterol. High-density lipoprotein is considered the good cholesterol. And when your LDL is above 100 or total cholesterol is above 200, there is some recommendation for adults even to use cholesterol medication, cholesterol-lowering medication. Specifically, the biggest one is called statins. And it happens to be also the biggest category of drugs in terms of money-making worldwide. And so these are powerful drugs, not just in terms of our health, but also in terms of our economics. And in the adult world, there is not definitive proof that using these medications will reduce your heart disease and prospects in the future or lengthen your life.
And because of that, you sound a little suspicious, noting that it's a big business, some of these drugs. On the other hand, an Academy nutritionist is quoted as saying, children are facing an epidemic in this country.
Absolutely. And I don't want to I want to clarify myself and say that statins and cholesterol-reducing drugs are definitely helpful for certain people. If you've had heart disease before and you have a heavy history of heart problems in your family, there's no question that cholesterol medication can help adults and maybe even children and in certain types of categories, and especially if your family has something like a familial hypercholesterolemia where your family has a genetic disorder where you happen to have a high level of cholesterol running maybe in the upwards of 500, 600, cholesterol medications are necessary, not just for the adult but also for the child. But when we're talking about the child who is slightly overweight and may have a slight high level of cholesterol, I don't know that we as a nation want to be jumping to the cholesterol-lowering medications.
Do you think that goes to the criticism that sometimes Americans come up with a pill to solve everything?
It certainly feels like that sometimes. And that adds to the whole skepticism of using these medications. Really, the big thing about these types of medications is that, and I don't know if you are aware of this, but there was a little bit of an outcry back
in 2000. But before you take us down that route, because we just have a bit of time left, there really is a problem. What do you think needs to be done to address these cholesterol and weight issues that so many children are facing in the U.S.?
Sure. Well, your typical recommendations are still true today that your mother always taught you, which is eat right and exercise more and get out of the house, reduce your screen time, don't stay in front of the TV and the computer all the time. And in terms of eating right, restrict your saturated fats, restrict your cholesterol.
But you think the jury is still out as to whether or not drugs should be thrown into that mix, right?
That's correct.
Dr.
There's
Peter Jung, I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you. Dr. Peter Jung, pediatrician at Memorial City Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston, Texas. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.